It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zach
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Oh, hello, hello. Time for Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach. And I don't know, that little guy across the table. Razorback Billy.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
As you you rock me in on the Wednesday here.
Yeah.
Well, we're having a serious conversation. We were doing some lots of negotiating and talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do.
Things going on. I'll tell you what. It was an intriguing night for Texas High sports last night. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where you start because yesterday was so weird that it's kind of got everyone's head spinning just a bit if you live in Orange Country here.
There you go.
We start with baseball. Rocking along, having a really good year.
Hot as
God,
been.
Hot. Yeah, finished off the 7-game homestand. You're on the road for the first time in almost a month. You get Pine Tree. They hadn't beaten anybody except for Tyler twice all year, as far as district games are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an easy win.
Yeah,
we'll get ready for Friday, wrap up the season.
Pine Tree's won two
games. They beat Tyler. It's the only team they've beaten all year in district plays.
Wow.
Tyler,
yeah.
Who's horrific.
This is true.
And what did we do last night? 12-2, we lost? How'd that happen?
Egg. The only thing that was good about that game, because I went, was that it was over in 5 innings.
Well,
and I didn't have to watch 2 more.
Yikes.
Because, it was about 4 2/3 innings, actually. We just absolutely laid an egg. I mean, you know, from the innocent bystander that doesn't know baseball really well, we did a lot of bad things. but for someone that's watched as much baseball and know as much baseball, and I'm not saying I'm an expert by any means.
You watch a lot of ball.
There was a lot more bad than just that, you know, just little things that don't end up in the scorebook or whatever, you know.
You have one of those games.
Yeah, it was.
Once it starts, you can't make it stop.
We had talked about how hot Texas High was, and it looked good because we, you know, if we could get by Mount Pleasant last Friday night, then we had two of the weakest teams in our district,
right.
And we were coming into the playoffs super hot.
Right.
Whereas the last 3 or 4 years, we've kind of limped into the playoffs. And I don't consider this limping into the playoffs, but you did just lay an egg.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Says the audio's not coming through the board.
The audio's not coming through the board. Well, that's a problem.
Landon
Ford.
We're
plugged in. Okay, Landon. I appreciate you letting us know. That's weirding me out, though, because everything's where it's supposed to be. Do this. Do back to that. That's where it's supposed to be, right there.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, well, you must be picking us up on the... I'll mess with it at the break. We'll go back and sit down at the break and figure it out. Something may have gotten unplugged.
Yeah, but anyway, it was one of those things that everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah.
We didn't pitch good. We didn't hit good. We didn't field good. We didn't throw good.
Did we look good?
Yeah, we always look good.
All right.
We always look good.
You know what they say. It's better to look good than to feel good.
That's right. Well, it wasn't last night. You know, I don't consider it limping in the playoffs. Now you're still the 3 seed, but who, you know, and playing the worst team, you know, the your last game. So you're basically going to be the 3rd seed. But
it's not guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed, especially in baseball.
Had they won yesterday, you're guaranteed you get the 3
seed.
So
they'll play Tyler at 4 p.m. on Friday. Don't know why.
That's a weird time.
Weird time. I think someone said last night something, there's another game there that night. So they
really?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
I don't think anybody playing off would start yet. The boys' playoffs don't start till next week.
Yeah.
Girls play now, but you wouldn't be playing at Tyler's baseball field.
Who knows? And I could have heard from
who knows.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, there's no telling what it is.
But anyway,
some coach may be on the road this weekend and deciding we got to start early so I can get on my way.
This is true.
Especially, we've seen that in football before. It happens a lot in Arkansas. Move your last game of the year to Thursday because deer hunting season starts and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Why wait till Friday when we can start now?
Yep.
Anyway, so that's the weird part. I said nothing's guaranteed.
So Treadway sends me, Tyler ISD jacked up the schedule and double booked Tyler Legacy the same night.
There you go. Well, that makes perfect sense then.
Yeah.
Especially if you know we're talking about Tyler. That makes perfect sense
That's exactly right.
The not locked in yet, which is a little scary. It is playing a bad team that hasn't won a game in district and hasn't been close most of the year.
Correct.
You would expect.
And you beat them, I think, 21-1 last time.
You would expect on Wednesday you ought to route them and be done.
It could be just a good wake-up call. You know, you always look. I mean, here's the thing is coaching is – it's just a game of, pushing the right buttons at the right time. And, some coaches would rather you come in on an undefeated season and get to the playoffs or whatever. And then someone say,
hey,
I want to have that loss so I can teach my kids or whatever. So it's a good bounce back game. It's a good game to say, hey, here we are. We're not near as good as we were, thought we were in the last 3 weeks, and so they can do a lot of things. And McClure, Minner, Minnie, those guys have been through they've seen it all.
Yeah.
So they know how to take this and spin it as a positive. But it just I can be willing to bet that it was probably a sucky ride home on the bus.
You figure practice is easier today because as coaches you hate when you win too much and you guys. You just do. As you said, coming into the playoffs, sometimes you want that smack in the mouth. It doesn't jeopardize your playoff hopefully.
Right.
You finish it off Friday, move into the playoffs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I say hopefully. I keep saying that because if something weird were to happen, the potential sits there that the Tigers, instead of being the third-place team, could be locked in a four-way tie for fourth.
Here's another thing that kind of – on the way home kind of stuck in my craw is Longview beats White House that had only lost two games, both to Texas High.
Yep.
And if White House loses their last game, Texas High would have been the 2 seed.
Yep.
So it just, things shake out and happen for a reason and
all of that.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a whole lot of difference between the 2 and 3. I mean, honestly, you're not seeing – it's the 1 and 4 sit on one side. The 2 and 3 sit on the other side. You're kind of still on the same side of the bracket.
There's not an automatic home game for the 1 seeds or anything like that, so there's
not – that's right.
There's not
– all right, so we got all that.
That's right.
We'll change gears then because I said it was a weird night.
Mm-hmm.
While the guys are having struggles
– let's talk some softball.
The girls go down to Winnsboro,
the
home of the great Robert Cochran, and
handle business.
Handle up on Pine Tree. It's Pine Tree night.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to beat our boys up? Well,
that's
then fine.
Right.
We'll send our girls after you.
We're going to win the one that matters last night.
And so Chelsea Slider's team takes an 8-5 play-in game win. They were tied with the Pirates, Lady Pirates.
Eva, 7 innings pitch, complete game, no earned runs, 7 Ks. Callie Forte with a grand salami.
Hello.
She smoked that ball,
Hello.
Too. I saw some video on Miss Treadway's post today, but now they'll play the number 1 seed, Huntsville.
Well, they're the number 10 team in the state.
Yeah.
The number 1 out of 16,
right.
5A.
Right.
The district winner. Mm-hmm. They're 27-4.
Yeah. That's pretty
They
good.
Got a pitcher who's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
JJ Duke, I think, is her name.
JJ Duke.
And her strikeout to inning ratio, and in softball sometimes that can be a bit deceiving, but she's averaging better than a strikeout an inning. Mm-hmm. She's like 1.5, 1.3 strikeouts per inning. So she's got gaudy numbers. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're 27-4. Game one of their series is Thursday in Huntsville. I mean, excuse me, in White House.
White House. Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock start time. They will finish up Thursday, go home, go back on Friday for two. So you win.
If we need two.
If we need two. That's right. But if you get either you get win by. Two or yeah. you lose two, then you don't have to worry about game three.
Yeah.
But you got a game two and then a game three to follow. So you got a lot of softball coming up in the next couple of days for them. We're thinking we're going to have Chelsea on with us mm-hmm. last segment today.
If they're practice, they're yeah. having practice, and she didn't really want to.
Do they really need to practice at this stage?
I don't know.
Do they really need to practice?
Well, here's the
thing.
They
had an extra game this week.
I definitely didn't want to say, hey, just cut practice off short.
Right.
And come in with us because we're your hype team.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you
just, you know what you do? You give them laps.
Yeah.
Run 100
yeah.
laps yeah. when I'll be back by the time you're done.
Yeah. I said if you can break away.
That's how you do that. Yeah. Run laps.
Run laps.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah. Don't tell the girls that we said that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I have any of the girls. I had Molly Fisher last year, who's having a phenomenal
yeah,
year.
Right.
Good grief.
Yeah.
In fact, the game day folks are giving her an elite card
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
How'd she get elite?
I don't know. I think you deserve an elite card.
No.
Yeah,
no.
How long have you done this?
Now, see, I'm thinking about that. You bring that
up.
Do you get an elite or a legend? Which one's better?
Ooh.
So, like, Fowler and Middlebrooks got legends. Fisher's getting elite.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you get legends,
it means you're old.
That's as far as you can go. You can get the elite and still get the legend
oh, that's
later
true.
On.
That's a good
so
point.
So I think you'd probably be at legend. I'm not even in the category.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to throw this out before we get out of this segment or I'm going to have trouble.
Okay.
So while we're talking Tiger Sports,
mm-hmm.
We got some young ladies advancing in team tennis.
All right.
That we need to throw a little shout out
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Freshman Abigail Thompson.
Freshman.
Freshman advancing to regionals.
Nice.
Along with the doubles team of Grace Wilson and Elle
yeah.
Floyd.
Yeah.
Now, Elle's one of my kids in one of my classes. And I give her a very hard time because she misses an awful lot of class. Because tennis gets you.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
Worth it now.
Tennis, and she's in an AP class, and yeah. she's hanging in
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I give her a hard time every time she leaves. If you don't win,
yeah.
you don't get to make this quiz up yeah. you're missing.
Oh, you don't. It's not extra points if you win.
No. If you win, you can make this up.
Yeah.
If you're missing school and you don't even win,
then you just
take a zero.
Yeah.
I give her a hard time, but she and her teammate
Grace
ended up winning the district's
awesome
doubles competition. And awesome. So the day they have to now compete at regional, right?
Oh,
next
man.
Round is Friday, May 10th. So 2 weeks from this coming Friday.
So there's something that going on the 10th as well.
Yeah, her AP US history
yeah.
test is that day. The nationwide AP US history test.
Well, you think they will say you need to win in order to make this up, or
yeah, well,
you can't. There's no.
They don't have that same poll that I have on that. So no, there's a makeup, and she'll get to do a makeup test on it. But congratulations to those young ladies.
Yeah,
who
pretty cool carrying on the Texas High tennis tradition.
Yes, the guys struggled a bit this year. Yeah. But the girls advancing and sending three onto regionals, and we'll take that.
Pretty cool that one of them's a fresh.
Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, speaking of that, well, I'll divert back to the Sliders team for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those are freshmen?
Man, you know, the first time we talked to her, but she, you know, I was telling a couple of people later on that night and into that next week of how she lit up when talking about this team, and it wasn't the lit up that we're fixing to kill everybody this year and we're fixing to go far or whatever. She knew that she had a bunch of good kids and seemed like she was really excited about this team, but also knew that the future was so bright and was really cool. And to see it pay off in, you know, getting punching their ticket into the playoffs was really cool.
Two freshman pitchers she's
and
throwing.
And two the more you can be put in the fire, to me. So just to have that play-in game with that pressure,
yep,
it may not help him this year or next year, but it may.
Oh, it'll,
you know,
help him.
Yeah, yeah. But just saying.
That's Billy Lavender. We're going to take a break. It's about 15 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Razorback Billy here on The Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9. Quick break. We'll come right back.
Difficult times challenge our mental and physical health. Take time to exercise. Focus on your emotional needs and your loved ones. If you need help, visit MethodistFamily.org. For over 120 years, MFH has been your community resource for a complete continuum of care. This message is sponsored by Methodist Family Health and aired in cooperation with this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, welcome back. It's about 19 minutes after the hour. All right, so we've got the audio fixed for the Facebook crowd, I think. So appreciate you guys reaching out and letting us know. You never know what we might say in between segments, and so we don't really want all that to go out over the air.
Hot mic's back on.
Hot mic's back on? What?
That's what someone just texted me. And said,
I think someone's messing with you. Either way. It's funny, we were talking about the fact we had a couple of dozen folks watch it a few minutes ago, and you made reference to the fact that when we had Richard Allen in here,
everybody was watching.
Coach, our numbers went stupid. There were like 300 people watching all of a sudden. We're like, what?
Where does that come from?
Yeah. And I mentioned it just because I wanted to go back to it, because we got an email at the school, I guess it was yesterday. Because the esports team was competing last night. And so after I got home from calling a baseball game, and I'll get back around to
the
ball game.
Can you watch it?
Yeah, I went back and watched it. So I watched probably, 10, 15 minutes worth of esports stuff going on.
Is it pretty cool?
Well, I didn't know what I was watching. Yeah. I was watching a video game, and I couldn't tell who was which team. Yeah. But I probably spent about 10 or 15 minutes. And when I watched, I saw Texas High had scored a couple of points. Yeah. So we were up like 2-0, whatever that meant.
Because they're pretty good.
They're really good. Yes, they're really good. And there almost needs to be a tutorial, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, old people, here's the game we're playing. Here's what we're supposed to be. Like, give us a demonstration. So we can say, all right, now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like if you go to a new country or somebody comes to America and they're like, I'm going to watch football, you sit down and explain the game to them.
That's right.
Like this is what this is. Oh, okay. Doesn't make any sense to them, but at least they say, oh, okay. Well, I had no idea what I was watching, but I watched a few minutes of esports last night. I saw Richard Allen today. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, though, to ask, how'd you guys do? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to assume, since we're wearing orange, mm-hmm. that they won.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if they didn't win, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
No.
But they won.
Yeah.
So we'll just say that.
There you go.
As far as we know, they won.
There you go.
All right. Other stuff. Baseball last night. Mm-hmm. We're all set up for Friday night now.
Right.
The Leopards went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they're getting – they're just when you want to get right going into the playoffs, they get a kid with a hairline fracture on an arm.
No.
So now you're down a guy.
Yeah.
And you got to finish out Paris last night, go to Pleasant Grove on Friday, and get ready to go into the playoffs.
Big game.
Kid told me 2 to 4 weeks is I'll be back by week three, the postseason. So you better be playing week three or it's going to be all for naught. But I went to Paris last night. Kid that beat them a couple of weeks ago pitched against them again last night.
Made him like 6-1 or something?
5-1 was the final, but it was a 1-0 game into like the fifth.
1-0 LE?
LE. Ooh. And then 3-0, and then 3-1, and they got the runs back.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
3-1, 4-1, then ended up 5-1.
Hmm.
They took care of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant Grove went to Pittsburgh.
Took care of their business.
Slapped the Pirates around.
Yeah.
Which...
The old Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'll do this about Pittsburgh and Paris. If you're an old PGLE guy and you've enjoyed being in district with these teams for a while, Pittsburgh in particular, longer time, they have fallen on hard times.
Mm.
Paris is starting to turn around. Paris had 11 seniors, and they play a lot better.
Pittsburgh, the one that I've seen on social media that's got a pretty cool little – old stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's a great field. Yeah. It's a great baseball facility.
Yeah.
But they have fallen on some hard times. I used to come to PG, and we used to go there, and they were just wars because they were so not necessarily evenly matched. PG was better.
Uh-huh.
But Pittsburgh begrudgingly would come and lose games to them, and the dads on the fence. I mean, it was just it was great stuff.
Yeah.
Go back 12, 15 years. It was just great, enjoyable stuff. And where baseball was back then. It hasn't moved a whole lot, but it was really good back then. Pittsburgh's just not good. And it's kind of sad to watch them be like, they're not Tyler bad by any stretch, but they're not
they're
as good
not.
As they used to be. And it's kind of sad to watch rivalry. It's like watching the Cowboys and the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Commanders are terrible. And the Cowboys have been really good. And it's really not much of a rivalry anymore because you look at it and go, okay. One side's really bad, one side's really good, and what fun is that?
Tyler's been really bad, except last year they had a guy that threw 92-93.
Right.
So you had a chance that you could lose to him, but it wasn't a good chance.
No. So it sets up Friday night, showdown back at Hawk Field. It was going to be this if everybody just won. Here we are.
Here we are.
Winner take all.
We talked about it several weeks ago or a couple weeks ago.
Winner take all. If you win... You're the district champion. Doesn't matter which one of them wins it. They've got, even though Pleasant Grove's a game ahead, if LE wins, they even up, and then LE's got the we won two of the three games tiebreaker, and the Leopards become the district champion. Hawks win. They go back-to-back district champions, 15-0 last year, 14-1 this year. It's a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go into the postseason as the number one seed out of the district. So here's your dilemma.
Yeah, this you and I were talking about this last week, right?
Here's your dilemma. And now here it is. Yeah. I mean, it's real now. Yeah. Here's your dilemma. You go out, district champ, if you're LE. Beat the Hawks 2 out of 3 times. Get yourself a banner. Go down to 3A next year. With that behind you, as mm-hmm. we went out as a 4A division district champion. Mm-hmm. And you got a really hard draw in the postseason. It's really tough in the postseason.
Would it be second round that they'd be playing?
Third round. Third round that gets Salina. Mm-hmm. I have the thing at my house.
See, I just
But I
talked to the Salina. I told you this. I talked to the Salina guy.
Yeah.
Dad last year, and he's like, "We're losing everybody."
I know.
Whatever. And then I've talked to a couple people, and I said, "Yeah, but I talked to Chuck the other day, and Salina's been beating her." He said their district's not good. Yeah. That, you know,
but they shut out China Springs too, so don't let them be fooled. Of we didn't beat a really good team 5-0 a while back.
Yeah.
You lose the game. You don't hang a district banner, but you got an easier draw for 4 weeks before you got to see either your district opponent or Salina. That's what's sitting here. I mean, you win, you may lose in the short. You win in the short, you may lose in the long. You lose in the short, you may win in the long. Nobody guarantees you're going to get out of this region. But they do guarantee if you win the game, you got a district championship, and those still matter.
So, you know, we talked about this, and, you know, I was like, you know, both those coaches are going to try to win and everything. So let me ask you this. Is, you know, they're both going to try to win.
Yes.
I mean, there's not an ounce in them that, you know, they may, in the back of their mind, they may say, well, it's not a bad deal if I do get second, but they're going to try to win.
You bet.
So are you going to try to win with your number two pitcher, or are you going to both go with your studs? Or
no, you're going with your stud.
Okay.
You don't have to play again till next Thursday or Friday, depending on how they figure it out.
And it's going to be against
a team
that you should,
Brownsboro or Tyler Chapel Hill.
Right.
Those will be 3 and 4 out of 16 4A.
So you go full strength, and yeah, absolutely.
It should be,
and that's what
it should be good theater Friday night.
That's what the city wants.
Right?
Give the city what they want. Yeah. You know.
It should be awesome theater Friday night for sure.
Having
played each other twice, both games 3-2, winner at home both times.
Ooh,
here you get tiebreaker.
They ought to play this at Texas High.
Yeah, but then you lose if you're PG. I'm not doing that. I've got the home field for mine.
No,
I'm not going there.
Yeah,
I want them at my place.
But I think they should start Never mind. They're done.
Yeah, no, that's... Okay, so the last time they played over at Markham. So I show up, get my equipment in there. PG fans are... They understand, be there early, get your spot early, leave your furniture behind.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that fence was lined when I got there with empty chairs. There was nobody there. Just a bunch of empty chairs sitting there.
We cook burgers at both places or whatever, and both places will have some stuff set out at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
You know?
4 o'clock, you're late.
You're late.
When we did the game at Hawk Field, that morning, 8 o'clock, there were people already getting their chairs lined up for their spot.
Wow.
They don't play till 6.
Yeah.
They were there. It was like going to a rock concert.
Yeah.
I got to be in line. Or a new Apple's coming out. Apple's coming out with a new phone.
Yeah.
I got to be in line the night before to get it at midnight when they show up.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
You're talking about the phone?
Language.
Now I got you right there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is absolutely crazy. But it still tells you Texarkana's baseball town.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
let me ask you questions,
baseball still matters.
Talking about them not playing, do you think they play each other next year?
Oh, yeah, no question. No, multiple times.
Yeah.
They'll play each other multiple times
next year. I agree.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's an eight and a half mile drive.
It's a rivalry.
Yeah, it's an 8.5 mile drive across town, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's zero expense other than putting them on the bus and driving them that far.
You're getting as good an opponent as you're going to find to get you ready for district. Yeah, absolutely.
You keep playing that game, and You sell out tickets.
Yeah.
And you make money on concessions.
Yeah, nachos.
At some point in time, they're going to figure out a whole lot more revenue you can generate from these games.
Absolutely.
They haven't done it yet, thank goodness. But they're going to eventually figure out those are money-making opportunities. Mm-hmm. Whether they ever are in district again or not, people are going to show up for those games.
Which it makes sense for all the local teams to kind of, especially in baseball.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Thank you. Can we do a Saturday?
Baseball and basketball.
Can we do a Saturday?
Yeah.
Can we not have all four schools on Saturday?
Yeah, we can have a tournament.
I mean, the Tigers have their thing, and in the past, Liberty Isle has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas High has been there. But they've still got other schools showing.
Can PG's we just, been there sub-varsity.
Yeah. In, can in we just get all four of them together for a Saturday baseball round robin? Even if you're not playing all seven. Five-inning exhibition things. Yeah. You don't blow out all your pitchers. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to see everybody and compare. And
it's just so tough when you start putting all of that, you know, like, yeah, we'll play. But when you get four teams playing a round robin and all that, you get – it's watered down a little bit. You don't get to – I know, and I'd still watch it and love it and everything and get to – you know, to me – I know all these kids, and I know kids on LE, I know kids on Ohio, PG, Texas, you know, so it's fun to watch all of the competition, and they're all friends and everything, but get them out there on the field and get some juices flowing. And
sell the tickets to that thing and make it a charity fundraiser thing for the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boom. How much money are you going to make on that?
Man, come on.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is a place I always get fired up.
Yeah.
Quick time out. We're coming back. About 28 minutes until top of the hour. Razorback Billy Lavender, Chuck Zach here on the Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month
or at a sponsor location,
including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back
from Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. DLN is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the donated dental services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this information. Like me, they can make a real difference in someone's life. DLN makes it easy.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseeone.org.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
We have a slight chance of showers overnight with a low of 63.
Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 82. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 67. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Win a big green egg and more in our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
All right, welcome back. About 25 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender. Let's not leave Arkansas High out of the conversation of stuff we've been talking about. Their softball team with another win yesterday. They had a shutout win yesterday over Whitehall, I believe. They're 11-3. They're 2.5 games behind Sheridan, but pretty well locked into the playoffs. They're either going to be the 2 or the 3, it looks like, going into the postseason. On the guys' side, they won last night as well.
So can they still get into the playoffs?
They need some help. Yeah. They have to win and get somebody behind them beating somebody above them. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a longer shot, but Razorbacks, the girls are going to be in the postseason. The guys still holding out a little bit of hope of maybe being able to get in as well. So we do not want to neglect them in the middle of all this conversation going on in town, because they had a really good night and had a sweep yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. So go Razorbacks.
There you go. Always go Razorbacks.
Okay. Baseball real fast before I leave the subject. Mm-hmm. Ranger fans. Mm-hmm. We have Ranger tickets.
Ooh.
We said this last week. We'll remind you about it this week. You have the opportunity to register to get 4-pack of Ranger tickets. My advice to you, because we do this on the phone, but you guys are erratic on the phone mm-hmm. calls, and mm-hmm. we end up sitting here going, all right, does anybody want these tickets? We know you want Ranger tickets. Mm-hmm. We know you aren't great callers about mm-hmm. calling into the show and getting mm-hmm. stuff, because I'm erratic about saying when I'm going to do it. So what I'm going to tell you is, go when you get home, if you're in your car right now, if you're already at the house, go on the webpage, mm-hmm. the Fan 107.9. Mm-hmm. Right on that holder page, the home page of that website, there are two spots on there to register to win Ranger tickets. Click on that. Put in your info. They're asking for your name, your phone number, your email address. Tomorrow they're going to start. No, Friday they're going to draw out tickets so we can give some away.
Yeah,
and I'll remind you, like, I don't know what day I can go, or I don't want to see somebody crappy playing. Mm-hmm. It's not how it works anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're electronic tickets, e-tickets. In other words, what you can do is you say, I want to go to the game against whomever.
They shoot them to you.
And that's where you pick your game. Ours are not limited to, it's this
that's
game on
cool.
this date. It's open to, it's these seats.
Nice.
When are those seats open?
Yeah.
And if those seats happen to be open and it's, you know, Trout coming in and the Angels, great. If you want to wait and you want to see, again, I don't know who else coming mm-hmm. in, the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll wait and get the Dodgers game that's cool. coming in. As long as you claim those before those seats are taken, then you got the game to go to. So you win now.
Rangers still in first place.
They are a half game behind. They lost yesterday to Seattle.
Okay.
First time this year they're out of first. Yeah. They've been shut out twice in the last 10 days.
Mm.
Oakland got them once. Where'd that come from? Seattle got them last night. So the offense is a little bit up, down. Of course, you know, Josh Young's hurt.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And until they get Young back, the offense is going to be a little bit down. But we'll remind you about that. Try to get yourself in there and win some Ranger tickets. Why would you not? You can use them anytime you want. Yeah, they're free. And you can use them anytime you want all summer long. And I had folks ask me this week, and I have yet to sit down and actually find out, about fan-festing the bus
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Ranger fan, you understand you've probably been on the bus to Arlington before. I don't know yet. I got to find that out. And me thinking about it, talking out loud, reminds me I got to ask about that. But we will find out if indeed we're going to have the fan bus experience to Arlington to a Ranger game. I haven't dashed the hope of that. It may not happen this first year that we're an affiliate. It may happen next year instead, but we'll find out. That's what I know. All right. What you got? You're reading.
Laura Davis Jenkins said the Mariner offense wasn't great either. They just happened to have two hits and two home runs.
Yeah. Well, you don't.
Yeah. When you shut somebody out. Or did they shut?
Yeah, yeah. That's 4-0.
Yeah.
Julio Rodriguez finally hit a home run this year, which is a little bit weird because he's got power and just hasn't used it yet. All right. Razorback Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Razorback's got a guy. Number 20 recruit in the country who was initially committed to
Kentucky.
Big Blue Nation. Yeah. And instead decided he would trade in his blue for some red. Carter Knox.
We will take him. Faux show. Lots of people wanted him.
I tell you what. You wonder if this is the first of the floodgates opening. There's a couple of guys who have been a little hesitant. They had a pretty good 6'9" center, Quaintance, whatever his name is, who kind of weirded out on us.
He acts like he's just going to go to the highest bidder, which don't – But I think
he might.
I think he's setting him. I think I heard that he said I'll go for, you know, he's just putting a number on his back for I can't remember, it's $2 million or $1.5 million. I can't remember what it is, but you know, and then the fans are like, oh well, you don't, you know. I mean, those guys are doing what.
That's what the system set him up to do.
That's exactly right.
This is not the old days.
Yeah,
you know, don't want to do it this segment or not. We'll come back around to it maybe. But Reggie Bush is in the news today, and we're going to get back to him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not the old days where, you know, Barry Switzer shows up and
$100 handshakes.
Yeah, and everybody's, ooh, you can't talk about that. Yeah. And off he goes, and you're going to that school, and yay, we got our guy. That's not the way it is anymore because – it's the player controlling the cash.
Absolutely.
It's not the coach or the booster controlling the cash.
You know, they want to maximize their future endeavors because they want to go to the NBA and make millions upon millions upon millions. But they also, while they're having to go to class, they want to make sure that they maximize their what they're getting to class in. And you know,
really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Maximizing their educational opportunities.
That's kind of
what
I
was
going
to say there.
Yeah, I mean, you want to arrive in style. I mean, I always studied better if I took a nicer car to study, or you know, if I was.
And maybe I'm in the minority here, and maybe this is really a stupid thing to say when we just brought Barry Switzer's name into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels really, really smarmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's...
It feels real, and it was smarmy before.
Yeah, but boy, you knew it had to get...
But it feels a new kind, it's and maybe it's the kids controlling it makes you feel like this feels weird.
You know, and I saw something today where they're talking, and this is completely off the subject, but my analogy, I think, is they're going to, the PGA is going to pay Tiger Woods $100 million and Rory like... $50 million or whatever because of their loyalty for state. And the PGA never gave up any money, you know, other than purses and stuff in the past, but because of the new live and what that's dictating. So it kind of reminds me is we're going in a totally different deal, and it's hard for us to get used to all of the ins and outs because we're the NCAA isn't ahead of it. You know, everything's kind of reactionary, and
they have no clue what to do, and the landscape's changing so quickly,
mm-hmm.
and the dollar amounts are changing exponentially,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how much truth there is to Jerry Jones saying, well, I'll double whatever Kentucky was going to offer, come to Arkansas instead. I don't know if that's true or not. That rumor's been floating for a week or so now. All I know is... we were insulated from it in the public before. Mm-hmm. It went on. Mm-hmm. We knew it went on.
Mm-hmm.
But we were insulated as the public before and could at least walk through with the illusion of you're coming to our school because you love our school, and we love you being here, and you're going to do great things, and we're going to enjoy you, and you're going to be our guy even after you graduate because you can't. We all lived under that that your eyes were covered.
That's right.
And everything was wonderful. And now those blinders have been taken off. And now these kids are starting to say, what's our dollar amount? Mm-hmm. What are you offering?
Mm-hmm.
Not what kind of degree plan are you getting me? Not what kind of job am I going to get when I leave your university with my sheepskin? Not are you going to get me in the league?
And I told you that, you know, it was all well and good that Arkansas came out and said, hey, this booster, Mr. Tyson has contributed whatever it was, $5 or $6 million to this or whatever. But like I said, it doesn't matter because we're not tomorrow. There's going to be 3 or 4 of those. And, you know, FedEx is step behind Memphis. You're just going to see it all over.
We'll take a break. We're coming back. We'll come back around to Reggie Bush because he's in the news today and he matters today. 15 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy, coming at you live on the Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Fabian here with Mike Gillum and Scott Morton from Clear Sound Audio Video. So what's new at Clear Sound?
Well, Fabe, you know, I started Clear Sound with the goal of being the best source for TVs, home theater, and church sound systems. Now we've expanded into musical instruments.
That's right, Mike. Clear Sound now stocks awesome drums from Yamaha, DW, Pearl, Ludwig, as well as great pianos and keyboards from Yamaha and Roland. And of course, our newest department that I'm excited about is guitars that features world-class Yamaha RevStars and acoustics, as well as Gretsch, Fender, Ampeg, and Line 6 amplifiers.
So, whether you need TVs, sound systems, and stage lighting, or great drums, keyboards, and guitars, your best bet is always Clear Sound Audio Video at the corner of Cowhorn Creek and Kennedy Lane.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
Tucker was born with an adventurous spirit and on the surface looked like he was living his best life. My son was training for a triathlon, struggling with sleep and anxiety. He purchased an illicit pill on social media and that pill took his life. Fentanyl is taking a whole generation of brilliant minds. If you don't receive medication from a pharmacy, count that it has fentanyl.
Visit OnePillKillsTX.com, sponsored by HHSC.
Take a second to think about this. How safe and secure are your valuables? Your guns, jewelry, documents, and family heirlooms. What are you doing to protect them? Liberty Safes. Trust them to the best. Liberty Safes of Texarkana and Locksmith TXK, they're all about access, control, and security. Check out Liberty Safes today in their fully stocked showroom on Summerhill Road or on the web at locksmithtxk.com. They offer 100% financing and 12 months same as cash.
Locksmith TXK, you found the right locksmith.
Spring is here. It's time to give your lawn and garden the care it deserves. Miller Buoy Supply has a great selection of garden seeds and plants, and when it comes to maintaining your lawn and garden, they've got you covered. Miller Buoy Supply has the chemicals, fertilizers, garden tools, and equipment you need. Miller Buoy Supply, where your green thumb dreams come to life. Visit them today at 1007 West 3rd Street, Texarkana, Texas, and 103 South Madden Street, Foreman, Arkansas. Happy gardening.
I hate insurance companies. Not the people, just the process. I'm Monty Murray with the Murray Law Office. If you've been injured in an accident, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So give me a call at 903-823-3000. I'm located at 3918 Texas Boulevard here in Texarkana. I'm Monty Murray, and I can help you through this process. Call me today.
It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. Hey, Sean Hannity here. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio. It is the backbone of the emergency alert system, and that keeps us safe in dangerous times, because when cell and internet services are down, AM radio might be your only lifeline. Now text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Text AM to 52886. 86 today.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Miller County's Department of Human Services will have their annual Strikeout Child Abuse Bowl-a-thon fundraiser Monday, April 29th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Holiday Bowl, 3408 North State Line, Texarkana, Arkansas. Check-in time, 5:15. Entry fee, $25 per bowler, $100 for a team of four, two games, and shoes. For entry forms, call 870-773-0563.
Leaving the Yard, live at 5, Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind, Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion.
All righty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zach, Razorback Billy Lavender, 903-735-9905 is our number. Dwight McCowan in here tomorrow as we roll through the end of the week. NFL draft tomorrow night. First round tomorrow. Second round, third round, I believe, on Friday.
Cowboys going to rack up.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet they trade out of the round.
Yeah. They'll do something that's anticlimactic, right?
No, we'll spend all day watching all of this happen. At 6, they'll get started. We've got the draft, by the way, right here on the Cowboys draft team is going to be starting their thing 6 o'clock tomorrow night. As soon as we get off the air, they'll have that on until 11 tomorrow night. So all the way through round number one. We got Rangers on tomorrow on ESPN. I do not know if we're – let me see what's my time on this. Ranger game tomorrow is 1 o'clock. So ESPN will have coverage certainly of the draft as well. But we'll have just the Cowboy feed here on the Fan.
Chelsea, Coach Slider sent back. Sorry, still at practice.
Yeah, fine.
And so we don't.
No biggie.
Yeah, we'll.
You go beat Huntsville. We'll have you on next week.
That's exactly right.
That's how we were. That's how we roll.
Let's
right.
Talk
here.
About a big sweep next week.
That would be a big sweep, by the way. All right, the Reggie Bush stuff. Reggie Bush, of course.
Bush.
Back in 2000.
Pushed him back in the.
Yeah, they sure did. When the tush-push, I don't know how that fits. That doesn't sound right, I'll be honest
with you. Yeah, that's right. Either way. I thought about it after I said it. Tony would have – he wouldn't have let it slide.
Mr. Technology, huh? Yeah. He would have gotten that right away.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush, who won the Heisman Trophy in 2005, Longhorn fans will say to the end, that was Vince's trophy that he was hauling around before the Heisman folks – requested it
back.
Be returned after his family managed to get a pretty nice place to hang out in Southern California while he was at USC.
Which is what we're doing now.
And that's part of the thing here. Johnny Manziel back in March came out and said, you know what, if Reggie Bush doesn't get his Heisman back, you can have mine too.
It's pretty cool of him to say.
Johnny Manziel, who's had some moments in life where he's been really cool and some moments in life where he's been a real idiot.
Hey, I've had those
cool
too.
Thank you.
Both sides.
Right. I know. But if you're in a better car, though.
It makes it worth it.
Anyway, the Heisman folks decided it's time to give it back to Reggie Bush. With the NIL stuff that's going on.
You think that maybe Pete Rose?
No. He's not okay. NIL deal.
Okay. Well, anyway,
he's
go
not
ahead.
And the NBA has again recently just suspended a guy for fixing games, supposedly, making bets on how his performance is going to be.
And then you got in the MLB, the Ohtani's.
Ohtani's bodyguard, handler, friend, confidant, accomplice, however you want to put it. No, Pete Rose is probably still going to be. Till he passes, I don't think that's going to happen. But Reggie Bush did get his Heisman back. there's a couple of weird dynamics about this. When they give you an award, can they take it back? You didn't do anything, like the guy didn't enhance his performance.
Right.
Okay, let's say
right.
he wasn't doing steroids mm-hmm. when they may have been illegal in the NCAA, and as a result, his performance was elevated.
It wasn't. I mean, I guess he took it, but it was Southern Cal or the agent. The agent that actually did the wrong. Well,
Reggie did it too by accepting it.
You're right.
The agent did it wrong by offering it. The university did it wrong by not policing it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's kind of come to the to light here back in the day, and now it's not so much a deal anymore. When you've got these elite athletes, we're talking about guys like the 6'9" center that the Razorbacks are looking at who may pass them by because the money's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
When you had elite athletes back in the day, you better be sure you're watching where the money stream's coming from, because when it was illegal to pay them and give them benefits, we all knew they were getting stuff from universities because they were elite and they could command that. You either give it to me or I'll go to the next bidder down the line. Well, now we're in a world where they can say, give me the dollar amount I want publicly, or I'm going to the next bidder down the line. And nobody bats an eye except for old people like me who thinks it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie got his Heisman back. The Heisman committee never took away, by the way, O.J. Simpson's Heisman trophy, never asked for it to be returned in light of all the things that O.J. endured and brought on himself. Let me not make that like he's an innocent victim.
And his were post.
Yes, certainly. But they never came back and said, you're embarrassing the Heisman committee, and we want the trophy back. You win it, it's yours.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush's was not his.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Bush is now being returned to him.
Where do you think it's been?
At OJ's house.
Okay. So he did have a Heisman trophy.
Yeah,
because he
sold his.
He sold his,
that's right. Yeah,
because he had that.
He was holding Reggie's. Yeah. No, I don't know where Reggie's went.
I wanted to say, I just saw this.
Yeah.
That Texas High School Baseball just posted their list of 5A Diamond Pro Pitcher of the Week performances.
Oh, I bet I know who's on that list.
Tanner H. Ross, senior at Texas High, 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, no earned runs, 9 Ks, and 2 walks.
Awesome. What's the H stand for?
Oh, I just put that in there.
Oh, you
I'm
put
sorry.
The H in there. It wasn't actually an H. I was about to start guessing H names.
I was going to say Tanner H. Ross. It said
Esquire?
It said senior. Yeah, sometimes I'll say Esquire or whatever. You know me. But anyway, pretty cool. And it was a great outing by him.
Gosh,
and,
yeah.
Popped a 2-run bomb as well. And
what day was that?
Tuesday.
No,
what's today? Friday.
It was the Friday.
Friday
game.
Against.
Okay, so he's up for this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to win, although you want to. How much is he going to throw?
How much is he going to?
You throw him once through.
I'd say
so. Once through.
I'd say so.
He'll probably go two innings, three innings if he's just mowing him down.
It really depends.
If it's 7-0, you're going to keep throwing him if you're up 7-0 to a team you beat 21-1?
Yeah. Oof.
See, if it's
you're
going
to be gun-shy. You're going to be a little bit
gun-shy. If I'm McClure, I'm pitching him long enough to stretch him out a little bit, get him a little work on his normal day, and then expect him to be ready next week when you open the playoffs.
Are you going
to
risk getting in that 4 spot and
I'm not getting in the 4 spot. I'm up 7-0 to Tyler. I can't trust my bullpen to hold a 7-0 lead against the worst team in humanity.
We got plenty of horses.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. I got you.
One time through.
I went to Pine Tree last night. I'm a little bit gun shy right now.
You're a lot gun shy.
Yeah, faux show.
No. One time through, you get him ready for the playoffs, and next week we're sitting here talking about who the Tigers
just like
are going to see
in the first round. Just like get him a bullpen session out on the mound. That's what you want.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You're going to have to throw it anyway. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we're running out of time. Dang. Again, a reminder, we got Dwight McCown in here tomorrow. We'll do NFL Draft Talk tomorrow. We're going to wish the Lady Tigers best of luck tomorrow night, because about this time tomorrow they'll be starting first pitch against Huntsville. Any last words, Razorback Billy?
Razorbacks against Florida. Go and go Tigers!
That's not the number two Razorbacks, is it? Oh, sorry about that. We're done for today. Back again tomorrow. You've been listening to Leaving the Yard here on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at TheFan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.